When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Let's get the show started. The show started. The show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
Seven KROQ FM and HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. This is the world famous K Rock.
Hell yeah! Welcome to your Tuesday Klein Alley show on K Rock. Pack that patience, getting into official holiday travel. I found myself yesterday during the heat of rush hour, right in the middle, cutting over the canyon where usually I just sit there for hours on end. Not another call. It was like just moving quickly, and I go, "Wow! I guess people have already decided." 4th of July is next Friday. Let's go ahead and take a few weeks.
Pack it up.
That's what it feels like. But if you're stuck going to your job like we are right now, well, we give you an additional hour, some summer hours underway. I'm Klein. That is Allie.
Morning.
You got DJ Omar Khan right there. Hey, the audio sniper. Jake Z Nerd.
What's up?
Postmaster Johnny in the back taking the calls at 800-520-1067.
You know,
and is producer of NASA.
I think what people did was Juneteenth. Now it's Juneteenth through July 4th.
They rolled it in.
I think everyone's rolling it in now. It's like, okay, if that's on a Thursday, I'll take that Friday. And then I don't want to go back to work in that week in between. Why would I do that?
You know,
so I'll just take basically 2.5 weeks off.
You know how you have that friend that helped you book your trip because they like all those people that know how to use points and maximize the points
with the credit card. I booked another leg of my trip.
So I think there are similar people that understand the proper way to maximize whatever days you get off from your job. And they're like,
Nicole Alvarez.
If you, like, her name, her name is Nicole Alvarez. She can figure out a way to only force you to come in 3 times a year.
Dude, she's got the best hours.
The best hours.
She picks like 2 or 3 days out of the week.
I think summer hours were her idea, and we just fell for it. Wait till she pitches Kevin Ryder summer hours when he comes in an hour earlier, and then she's figured out a nice little window for herself. But yeah, no, I think there are people, Allie, that know exactly what you're saying. Like,
they can work the system.
If I take a Friday and a Tuesday, then I basically stretch one day off into 11 days off. And they're like, how does that work?
You know how, teachers get 3 months off during the summer, and sometimes they'll work other jobs or whatever, but I have a few friends that have had babies, and they have timed it out so perfectly.
Oh, really? Maternity into summer.
They get like a year off.
I know.
She's like, all right, well, I'm going to have the baby at like the end of June, and then, you know, by July, then I'll just take the rest of my time off until July, and then I have the whole summer off, and then I'll use the rest of my leave, and then she's like, I don't have to go back until March of 2027.
I think Cody, who works here, forced his wife to go into labor on Christmas Eve so he could milk or whatever it was. He figured out a way to go paternity leave into the winter break.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, why do you want,
you're all backwards. I think he took 6 months, right?
Yeah, it's just crazy. I got 6 minutes back here at this stupid job.
We're dumb.
Well, anyway, let's start the show with some positivity today, huh? A lot of messages on the go line. We love the interaction. So here's one to put you in a good mood.
Look, I know that you guys know who this is, okay? I'm not going to pretend like this isn't really f***ing happening. You guys are f***ing ruining my life. Everything about it. I'm about to lose my job because you guys suck. I'm about to f***ing... actually, you already ruined my f***ing relationship because you guys won't leave me the f*** alone. Leave me the f***. Alone.
Oh. There's a positive call to start today's show with. What do you say, huh?
Oh, what did we do to her?
I'm not sure.
You guys know.
Okay. K-Rock. Klein Alley Show. A crime was committed at my house yesterday, and it is a crime that will sound foolish when I admit it out loud. I probably shouldn't even talk about it, but I will. It's an investigation that is currently still underway.
Did you find another shoe in your neighborhood?
Not a shoe. And I thought there was a dead man in the van. And I called it in and I would do it again. And they
pulled. I would do it again.
I would do it again. Yeah, because I thought I was reporting a dead man in a van. I had a guy that lived in a van outside of my place. He was there for a long time. And I saw one day he wasn't moving. Okay. Turned out it was just a shoe. But
what,
that's me.
What crime is this time?
This is a crime involving a labubu.
Oh my God. Enough with this.
And,
can you just tell your family you're not doing it?
It got way worse because... all of a sudden yesterday, I see that my kid has a labubu.
Oh, my God. Did she steal one from the mall?
And I said, hey, where'd you get this labubu? And she goes, I made a trade for it.
Cool.
I said, what'd you trade for it? I'm like very interested in the concept of the trade. I'm like, what'd you trade for it?
Yeah.
She goes, I traded some Hello Kitty stuff I don't want anymore. So I go, all right, story kind of checks out. But
wouldn't you be proud?
Yes, but something
felt... She didn't pay money.
But something felt off about it to me because I thought even in my... I don't really understand the value of Hello Kitty versus Labubu, but I do think Labubu is all the rage right now, and I don't think anyone's going to part with a Labubu for some Hello Kitty crap, in my mind. At least, I don't know. I'm not, I don't play. I'm a grown-ass man. I got hair on my body.
Yeah,
I don't,
but there are always Hello Kitty weirdos out there.
So, but then I start thinking, who are these? She doesn't have access to the internet. Like, what kind of forum is she meeting these people at? You know. So then I get her with a follow up question. I'm like, oh yeah, which Hello Kitty stuff did you trade?
Well, now you just sound creepy.
And then she kind of like, I could tell she kind of has that look in her face, like, oh no, I wasn't ready for a follow up question.
Whoa.
So then it becomes, hey, where did you really get this? And she goes, and then she switches the story to, I found it at a lost and found. And I go, hold on.
Oh, no, that's not believable.
No one's dropping a Labubu in a lost and found. If they find one, they're keeping it or you took it. So then I'm like, I'll give you one more chance to give me the real story now, or this is going to be a problem.
Or think of a much better lie.
Yeah, or come up with a better lie. Jeez. I'll give you one more chance to come up with a better lie because right now.
Those two were bad.
And she goes, I saw it on a backpack. And I took it.
Oh, damn. Savage.
And I said, whoa. I'm so proud.
Now that is smart.
I said, you are my girlfriend.
And that kid was probably a nerd.
And I said, well, this is, now.
Does she know, was it, so it was at school?
At camp.
Or at camp?
Camp.
Damn.
And I said, how would you feel if you find, she wants a Labubu more than anything in the whole world. How would you feel if you finally got a Labubu and then you brought it in and someone stole it? How mad would you be? Try to give a lesson, I see the Danny Tanner do it in a Full House. It's usually so good. Mine was less good.
Yeah.
So I go, we're going to have to give this thing back. And she's like, but I don't even know who I took it from. It was just a backpack. And I said, it wasn't yours.
It was just a backpack.
I said, yeah, I know, it wasn't yours, right? And she's like, yeah. And did you know what you did was wrong? She goes, well, yeah, but I wanted it so badly. And I had a voice in my head that said, this is bad, but I still did it. And I'm like, God, I totally relate what she's, that's the part where she's now talking to me. I'm like, God, I get that.
Dude,
I do that every day on the air.
Doesn't everyone go through a klepto phase? I know I went through mine.
What did you used to steal?
Well, I was with people who were better at stealing, but we would steal together.
I thought you stole salsa and you dropped it on your floor.
Yeah,
and it shattered.
I said, I'm not good at it, but right. I was with people who would steal stuff.
But you would steal stuff from the stores, not like just randos, at school, right?
No,
like,
I didn't steal stuff from people that I knew or even,
that's the difference for me.
My sister did, I think, though. Like, she went through a period
where
she
was... Yeah, but she's hot. It's okay.
Yeah, she can do whatever she wants. The world is hers for the taking, Allie.
They're like, here, take my Labubu.
I would love a sketch artist to draw your sister.
But I feel like a lot of kids go through a phase where they're like, okay, I want something. I don't have my own money yet. How am I going to make this happen? I'll just take it.
Oh, so mad. And I said something that once we got to the bottom of it, I go, all right, well, that's it. Because, I want to have a Labubu free household. And I finally said, well, that's it. You're not getting a Labubu now.
Ever?
Ever. You're not getting a Labubu. Now, luckily, this phase will move on. No one will talk about these
things.
I
think she already has one.
Yeah, I know. She's like, don't worry. I've opened up a closet door. There's a bunch of stolen, a bunch of hot Labubus in my place.
Oh, man. You got a closet of hot Labubus?
So I was like, I couldn't even believe it, though. I could, these things are really have gotten to a point
did
now.
She throw a tantrum, or did she kind of understand it?
You could see she was shamed. She felt shame.
Yeah.
Oh,
And that's a good feeling. And then I explained the time.
It's a great feeling. We all know it. We all experience it every day.
I never felt more connected to her than when I saw shame in her eyes. And I said, she gets
now I know my little girl.
And then she said to me, Daddy, did you ever steal anything because you really wanted it when you were young? And the only story I could remember was the time I stole that
weed.
The really hot postcard that had the girl in the bikini on it.
Oh, yeah. That story.
It
yeah.
said, I wish you were her.
She had to suffer through that.
Yeah, she had to suffer. And I told her. And then she started judging me and going, you stole a postcard? And I'm like, well, the girl was very attractive in a bikini and I really wanted it. And she's like, but aren't postcards like a dollar or something? I'm like,
you
it doesn't
explained
matter.
Explained that she was hot in a bikini.
I was explaining why I really wanted it. I was trying to explain to her why I wanted it. I was like, she was my Labubu, And so anyway, it was, but I'm telling you, these things.
I
know we've talked about the crimes that are going on, the places that are being stolen. I was making fun of all the bouncers that were guarding the displays of the mall. Now I get it.
Everyone is abandoning all morals this to get a hold of
this is
things.
Bringing stuff out of people, which is why I was shocked when we heard this on the GOAT line.
Hi, Klein Alley. I'm a listener of yours. My name is Jennifer. I love the show. I'm calling because I heard you guys mentioning the Lululus on the podcast, and I actually have three that I'd love for you guys to do an unboxing on live on air. I could reach out to you guys via Instagram DMs. I could ship them out to you. So I'm pretty excited. Love the show. I'm going to eat it all. Yummy, yummy.
Thank you. Eat it all, yummy, yummy.
Dude, now you have to torture your daughter by sending her these unboxing videos. I think what and I'm we'll gonna, just throw them in the garbage after.
I think the lesson is I'm going to...
Just light them on
I'm
fire.
I'm going to destroy one. I think I'm going to have to destroy a Labubu in front of her. That's the only way to do
so
it, right?
Really teach her.
I'm going to teach her.
Knowing
you, in 3 months, she will have a Labubu.
No, Ali...
She's going to like the top of the line. She's going to have that like 3-4 foot one. Yeah.
Putting my foot down. Yeah. Not happening. Quick break. We're back with Ali's cash after this. If you want to win her money on this $10,000 Tuesday, give us a call now. 800-520-1067. Five questions about the news. Stand between you and unlimited riches next. All right, five questions, $100 every morning around this time. Chance for you to learn a thing or two about what's going on in the news. News cycle's moving very quickly, clearly. You look away for a second, then you go back. And what's happening now? Man, that's how we keep up to date on what is happening, turn it into a fun game, a chance for you to win Allie's money. And today we say hi to Curtis, listening to us in Simi Valley. Good morning, Curtis.
Woohoo! Hey, everybody.
How goes it? Love the energy. Five questions. Allie will leave the K-Rock studios. You get to answer them first. If you've ever heard this before, please answer them quickly, confidently, and accurately. We don't like it when the text line erupts and says, this guy on the phone sucks. So let's avoid that from happening as Allie leaves. Let's make sure all the insults come in our direction, not in your direction. As soon as she's out of here, your round can begin, which is right now.
Allie knows the news.
All right, Curtis, question number one. This Dodger is leading the all-star voting as we speak.
Fernando Valenzuela.
Oh, boy. Question number two. Arby's is bringing back this sandwich for a limited time, and people are very excited, especially people from Philadelphia.
Once again, I'm going with Fernando Valenzuela.
Mm, even with all those clues I gave you.
Yeah, you know, I haven't been to Arby's in years. I'm sorry.
There's the first. This guy sucks on the text line. It just came through. It didn't take long. We got a question.
And I like him.
Question number three. A quarter of all Americans now feel that you must make at least this much annually to be able to live comfortably. What is the number that a quarter of Americans have said you must make at least annually?
Come on, Fernando.
I believe I read this and it was 80,000.
Go to question number four. Colombia. Shout out, Vanessa. Colombia just broke a world record for hosting the world's largest what tasting?
Colombia, the world's largest what tasting? Wine tasting?
All right. And finally, GLP drugs have been known to reduce weight, of course, but they're now saying that taking GLPs can reduce this other medical issue that people deal with. What is the other thing that's now being tied to GLPs?
I'm just going to guess here with depression.
Depression. All right, let's bring Allie in. We'll score it together. Speaking of depression, here she comes. You can see us right now. We're streaming live on YouTube. Someone send Allie back in. I know she's sequestered and doesn't know where we're at. There she is. She's back in the studio now battling Curtis. Curtis, how do you think you did as Allie gets set up here?
Oh, I think I did horribly.
Yeah. According to the text line, I like Curtis, but he sucks. All right. Here we go. Allie, we will score it together.
Okay.
This Dodger is currently leading the all-star voting, which is officially underway.
Uh-oh. I mean, probably Shohei Ohtani.
That's a good guess. When in doubt, he guessed who did you guess again?
Fernando.
Oh, Fernando Valenzuela. That's right. Well, that's not right. Allie got it right. Allie's up 1-0, and we go to question number two. And she got through a sports question. She doesn't do well with sports. If there's ever
I hate sports.
If there's ever a Dodger question, just assume the answer is probably going to be Shohei Ohtani for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Question number two. Arby's is bringing back this sandwich for a limited time. People are very excited about it.
Your feed is ridiculous. Especially of all the things that are going on in the world.
This is important.
Arby's bringing back this sandwich for a limited time. I don't think there's a bigger story in the news.
I think there's a less relevant food chain at this point.
People are very excited about it, especially people from Philadelphia.
Okay, Philly cheesesteak.
That is correct. Can't believe we couldn't even get that from you, Curtis. I gave that one to you. It was a gift.
Okay. Now, to my credit, there's a weird clicking noise on the phone, and I did not hear that clue. I heard it this time and went, oh, of course.
All right, we go to question number three. A quarter of all Americans now feel that you must make at least this much money to live comfortably. This is the new number that has been set by one in four Americans think that this is the number they want to make before they would start feeling comfortable.
I saw that it was a six-figure number, but I'm not sure. $100,000?
He guessed 80. I think 80 was used to be the number where if you made 80, you could at least be happy.
But yeah, it's like, all right, I'm comfortable-ish.
But the number, because of how much everything is being inflated now, they have found that a quarter of all Americans feel that the number they need to make before they can even start to feel comfortable is $150,000 a year. Number's jumping rapidly. We go to question number four. No one gets the point. Allie is still up by one. Excuse me, she's up by two. We go to question number four. Colombia just broke a world record by competing and completing the world's largest tasting of what?
Cocaine.
Obviously, cocaine is the answer.
Not obvious.
It's
not cocaine. He said wine.
Everyone just gummed.
It is cheese. Oh. Cheese, which clearly means someone was found with a brick of cocaine and go, it's Brie. What do you want?
This is cheese.
And final question. GLP drugs have helped a lot of people lose a lot of weight. Now they're saying GLP is helping with this other medical condition that affects a lot of people. What is the medical condition that is being cured supposedly by GLPs?
Dementia? I think I saw that one.
He said depression. Allie said dementia. Allie's got the early onset dementia.
Go on, dementia. You got me.
It is apparently migraines.
Oh,
migraines.
Damn.
So there you have it. If you're a sufferer of migraines and a bit portly, use promo code Jake10 at Lasara.com. All right, well, there you go. It's all over. Allie still beats you. What must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock Curtis?
I'm ashamed, and I'm sorry, America.
Yeah,
retract their text, and they said a follow-up. This guy's clicking phone sucks. So there you go, Curtis. You don't suck, your phone sucks, but there you have it. Tomorrow morning, same chance to join us on K-Rock. Suck a little less, get paid a little bit more. It is Klein Alley Show on KROQ. Welcome to your Tuesday. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. You may remember the last time we chatted with 21 Pilots, we got this little soundbite from Josh Dunn.
Hey, this is Josh from 21 Pilots, and this is the AM show, Mornings on K-Rock.
That was really nice of him to almost get the name of our show right. Well, today, in about 30 minutes, Josh Dunn returns to K-Rock, 21 Pilots. Lots of questions. We'll do some two epic questions. And I believe he's going to bring a pair of tickets away to give to their Clancy Tour shows upcoming
nice.
At BMO Stadium. So just keep on listening. Get you into some 21 Pilots and a chat. And always a good conversation with those guys. A lot of bands, I'll be honest, their music's great. But boy, when you get in front of a microphone, they don't like being up early. And they truly are not conversationalists. You get a lot of
Which bands are those?
Most of them.
Okay.
Chris Martin, we're looking at you, douchebag. I'm just kidding.
He's nice. He's a nice one. That one guy from Sublime with the prop up on the wall most times he's in here.
That guy doesn't know what's going on.
But they're nice enough, and I appreciate them coming in, but trying to get a story out of them is never easy.
Good to see you, man. He's like...
But 21 Pilots always brings the story, so I can't wait for that. That'll be happening at 8 o'clock. And, of course, if you're waiting around to win from us today, we will have more tickets to get you into Universal. And if you're looking for your ultimate summer barbecue prize pack, we'll do more tiny towels and more Jake Shack beans.
Do you feel that there are, just as there are walks of shame, that there are drives of shame?
Well, I hate to say this, Allie. I think the walk of shame is unfortunately
become
a thing of the past. I think rideshare really helped eliminate the walk of shame. Not that it doesn't still happen in hotels. You can still see it happen usually down those long hotels in Vegas.
Well, I think they still exist. I think the walk of shame is just shorter because you're walking just to the curb to get your Uber.
Right.
But you're still having a walk of shame.
Yeah. You're holding your heels or whatever. And still wearing a combination of an oversized t-shirt.
Yeah, you've got mascara all over your face and that whole thing.
The ride of shame. Explain. What would be the ride of shame?
So, for example, I was in a situation over the weekend where I had to go to a valet. And, I hate valets anyway.
What do you mean? Like there was no other option?
There was no other option.
How many times you circle?
Well, I was in the heart of Hollywood, so I circled a couple times, and I was like, dude, I'm not going to find anything here. And then the party was at a hotel where there's a valet. So I was like, okay, they said for everyone to go over there. So we went over there, and Katie gets mad when I opt not to do the valet, when they've told us to do valet, because then I look cheap. So I showed up.
You don't look cheap. You are cheap.
No, I just seem cheap to some.
Right, because that's the...
I'm not actually cheap, though. I'm just a money saver. I explain this all to the valet.
I'm sure they love it.
So I pull up, and then I realize, oh, crap, I don't really have a car key for my car anymore. I am operating on my phone. Both of my car keys are broken, and I can only open and operate my car through my phone. So I pull up and I go, hello. And they said, are you a guest here? I said, no, I'm here for the party. And did the whole like, well, get out of the car and everything. And I said, here's the thing. I don't have a car key. And he said, you need to get back in your car and leave.
Yeah. And I was probably like, would have said that if he did have a car key.
He was like, I can't.
That's
he was like, we can't
you.
Take the car if you don't have a key. You need to.
Yeah, what did you think he was going to be able to do?
But if you listen, the guy's being an asshole, clearly, because you can find a parking spot where Ali could have, you know, just been there, or it's not an obstruction, right? The reason you leave the key in there is because it's going to obstruct other vehicles. He could have been nice and found a spot for Ali.
Yeah, I think so too, and there could have been a situation where I walk myself to the car, which is in a parking lot right there. I would have still given him a tip and everything. And they would have still taken my money.
You probably didn't look like the type of person that was going to give him a tip. I don't think, and also the
excuse
car.
Excuse me, I was wearing not a dress. I was wearing some loud pants that I think suggests that I had money.
Well, the guy clearly, you know, I could see it being a liability in the sense that if they do that thing where they stack cars or they park them and they have to constantly move them, it's like a giant game of car Tetris, and you don't have a key. What's the guy gonna? What did you expect them to do?
I didn't realize it until I pulled up, where I was like, oh God, I have to give him my key and I don't have one, and so I didn't know what to do. He told me you need to leave, which. In a way, I was like, gladly. I don't want to pay for valet. I'll figure something else out.
How much was it?
It was $18.
That's it?
Yeah.
For Hollywood? That's a deal.
Yeah, okay. But then you got to throw the tip on top. And Ali probably just rounds up.
So it would have been $19.
$19.
I don't even round up to 20.
$18 and a handful of change. All right, I get it.
But I had to do the U-turn where everybody else is pulling up with their cars. And I have to do, and there's orange cones involved. And someone had to move a cone. And I was like, this is a drive of shame. This is so embarrassing that I have to leave. I was turned away from valet when really nobody is ever turned down for valet parking.
I've had the drive of shame concept. I've pulled into a parking lot and they said, you know, we're cash only. And I'm like, I don't have cash. This society cannot agree on anything. There's a lot of places you go to that goes, we will not accept cash. Cash does not even
exist.
Don't try
and give it to us. We'll throw it back in your face.
And then there's some places that are like, yeah, we're cash only. And you go, what is happening? I'm never at the right place with the right thing.
I know.
And so I will have to make the U-turn where they have to open up the gates. Both gates have to open up. They do have to stop the flow of traffic so you can make the move. And that's terrible. And then there's the flip side where you go to a place to try to pay for parking, and you're at the booth, and the booth guy knows that you don't have the money or your thing wasn't valid, and then you have to do the backup, where you have to back up and repark, and that is such a sad feeling.
I think the saddest drive of shame, though, it doesn't have anything to do with parking. Well, it does, but not paid parking. When you are trying to parallel park, and you've tried 5 or 6 times.
Oh, and then you drive off. That's a great drive of shame right there. And also
everyone's watching you like, you dumbass.
Right. They're like, they think they're going to get it. You start with like 2 people watching. By the time your fifth attempt, there's like a crowd now gathering. And you're like, I got to do this.
The person in the car is probably so anxious.
I know.
I'm going to go.
And even if you drive away and then see another spot close by, you're still like, it's too close to the crowd.
I don't want them to see
They're going to know that I'm the loser that couldn't do
on
it.
That's a
strong one right there. The drive of shame. I mean, also sometimes the circling and going back to the drive-thru that you just finished at to get your food.
Hi, I'm back.
I also needed honey mustard.
I'm going to wait in line again.
This is Somber. We are Klein Alley Show, K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. We'll do your ADD news. And then 21 Pilots will be on with us. And they come bearing gifts. Tickets to their shows coming up at BMO Stadium. We got big news. Josh Dunn on with us. So get ready if you want to see what he looks like. We'll be streaming as well on YouTube. So you can go ahead and join us there. Streaming live every single morning. Not just here on K-Rock or the apps, but also on YouTube. Go ahead and check out what the studio looks like. We have no windows here. So look into the windows of our soul. Let's get into a brand new news right now. Then a brand new hour of the show can officially begin with 21 Pilots here on K-Rock.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
So I guess we will resume the obvious big story, which is that there's, you know, a lot of missiles being tossed around. And if you're finding it hard to keep up with everything.
Well, Vanessa said yesterday, and this was more proof that she is a child. She came in after the show and she goes, I don't feel very comfortable now knowing that people are throwing missiles at each other.
Okay, and then I corrected myself and I said firing.
But you said throwing.
She said
first.
Iran threw missiles at us.
They threw missiles. The missiles are being thrown, which is a very child. That's
like
exactly how
like a
child.
Newspaper.
Their military action might be true.
Right. Well, yeah. it could just be a drive-by throwing.
Did you guys ever talk about her summer bucket list book reading that she took on last week?
The one spot, one fish, two fish.
Red yeah,
fish, blue
Amelia
fish.
Bedelia
what,
reads a book.
What was the book she picked?
Well, it was your daughter's book that she picked up,
oh,
and she's like,
yeah.
"I'm going to read this for the summer."
Oh yeah, it was about sisters.
I walked into the office. One of my kids left the book here. I think it's intended for 7-year-olds. And Vanessa, you were really reading it, huh?
She was enthralled.
I was looking at it.
Because I can't read it yet.
Yeah.
It has too big of words.
Yeah, we got to get a list going here. We got to do the DNA yeah. swab on you and figure
Seriously.
Out your real age. I bet you this is going to be, what was that girl, Allie?
Natalia
we all,
Grace.
You're going to be our Natalia Grace.
The curious case of Vanessa Garcia.
Vanessa, if we find out in all seriousness you are a child, I know you think this is not true and you think it's impossible, but if we find it out, I think we could probably get ourselves a doc. Not on Netflix, but probably at least on Peacock.
Yeah.
At least we could sue the company for child labor.
Yeah, we could sue the company.
That'd be cool. All right, a lot happened in the last 24 hours. Nobody's wasting any time. Things are moving quickly. And just as the show was wrapping up yesterday, we found out that Iran had bombed one of our military bases in Qatar. They gave us a warning and they said, hey, by the way, we're going to retaliate and bomb you. So, you know, get your stuff out so that there's not too much damage, which I'm obviously glad for. But it does feel a little weird when they like announce that uh-huh. they're going to do something.
Right.
I think
like,
there's certain rules of engagement here. There's still, like, you know, some decorum, I guess, going on.
But then when does that go away?
I really don't know. This whole thing to me is very confusing.
It's so confusing because they're like, we're going to retaliate and probably go bomb over there. So, you know, and I'm like, well, then what's the point of doing it anyway?
Well,
because it just gets intercepted and it's just a big waste.
But I understand like Midnight Thunder or whatever what was that thing called?
Midnight Hammer.
Midnight yeah. Hammer sounds like that's how I assume that war goes. It's like,
or it's right, like in secret and it's just like boom.
Right. We came up with a plan
right.
and we're going to now do the plan. This is weird. This would be like if you want to break up with someone, but you'd let them know ahead of time. Tonight, I'm going to meet you at dinner, 8 p.m. I'm going to break up.
And they're like, oh, no.
I'm just going to give you the midnight
I know what's coming.
I'm going to give you the midnight hammer. Like, you don't want to give them all that intel. You just got a sneak attack.
Totally. So anyway, then last night, there was a truce announced between Israel and Iran. But by this morning, they had both violated that truce. And when you're a kid, you know the value of T.O. When you call T.O.,
time
out. Respect T.O. And now Trump has said that he is, quote, not happy with Israel because they broke the truce first. And he said, quote, I got to get Israel to calm down.
I think he said the F word.
Yeah, he did. So he said, as soon as we made the deal.
Wait,
they came
that
out.
Clip is real?
This is what he put on his
Truth
Social.
Was...
He said they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I've never seen before, the biggest load we've ever seen. We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the F they're doing.
Mm. Oh, my God. Wow. Okay.
Say load some more.
Yeah, more
the
load.
The biggest load we've ever seen.
A lot of load.
Yeah, you need a towel?
Yeah.
We should send tiny towels to Trump.
All right, there's a beautiful thing happening in the world of returns, and a new study shows that not only is it working for customers, it's working for the companies, too. It is the rise of the returnless return. So if you want to return something, you go through the process, but the company decides it's not worth it. It's not worth the cost of taking it back, processing it, restocking it, reselling it. So they just say, don't worry about it.
You can keep it.
You can keep it, which is the best feeling ever and the greatest news ever. And now they're realizing that returnless returns are making customers more loyal to the brand. So if they are finding something, it's not fitting for them and they want to return it, say like Amazon is a big proponent of this, people are more likely to shop there because they know that there's a chance that they might walk away with something for free.
Every once in a while, I had to return this trampoline. I go, let's go. Come on, return, let's return. And they go, nope, you got to send it back. And the shipping has cost three times as much as the stupid
thing.
That's
like hundreds of dollars, though, dude.
That one, they're like, oh, my God. Yeah, no, you have to pay for this.
Because I think that the way it works on Amazon is you got to come up with the reason for the return. And sometimes if you give them a reason.
You can't say a trampoline didn't fit.
Yeah, it didn't fit on me. I was too big. But sometimes the reason you give will determine if it becomes a returnless return or not.
And sometimes you click on one thing and then they're like, tell us more. And I'm like, ugh, I don't want to tell you more. Or, I'm just clicking randomly.
Or I've done the thing where I return before because I say, you know, arrive too late. And they say, ship it back and pay for shipping. But then if I go backwards and go, it was inaccurate website description, then all of a sudden they'll take care of the return shipping.
Well, yeah, because that's on them.
It's a whole different, the whole system, you got to figure that out.
Okay, and then finally with the OKC Thunder, the champions, the NBA champions, they're prepping for their parade after winning their first championship in their new city. They're no longer the Seattle Supersonics. They are winners in Oklahoma, but one of the stories that is staying with us is not Tyrese Halliburton's a torn Achilles. It is Kristen Chenoweth's national anthem performance. This was what she sang at the final game, and she is from Oklahoma. This is the original Glinda from Wicked on Broadway. Broadway, and people were saying this is the worst national anthem they've ever heard.
Please welcome Emmy and Tony Award winning actress and singer and Oklahoma native, Kristen Chenoweth.
If everybody had a notion, because the USA, then everybody be surfing like California is.
That's
you see me them. You see them wearing their baggies.
Oh, forgot the words.
Sriracha sandals, too.
Do we stand or sit?
A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo. Surfing USA.
I don't see a problem.
Bushy, bushy?
Bushy, bushy.
Is that racist? That's
offended.
I don't see a problem with that.
I don't know. This was the actual performance.
For the land of the free. And the home of the brave.
What the second one?
What the hell was that, man?
That was something.
You know, it's funny because I listened to it and I was like, Josh, sounds good. And then I was like, actually, in context, it probably doesn't sound that great. But she is a very good singer. I mean, obviously, she's made her whole career out of it. But this is, it's funny how many times the national anthem has become a big story in just in the last few weeks. But then you remember a while back, there was this woman who did her, this was at the Home Run Derby.
Oh, yeah. She was drunk, though.
Yeah, but I think you have to say you were drunk. Right. I mean, there's nothing else. Like, the reason for the return, you're just like, I don't know.
Well, I believe that anthem was so embarrassing, it actually sent her to rehab.
Yes.
Like, I think that anthem was like the
final straw. This was Ingrid Andress.
The bombs bursting in air. Gave proof through the night that I fled.
Bushy, bushy, blonde hair.
Listen, I think that it's not an easy thing to do. Allie, as you remember, you got to sing the national anthem last year.
Yeah, and I will say, if you don't have earbuds in or something, you can't hear yourself at all. So I can understand, even if somebody has a grip on their singing, that it could go off the rails easily when you can't hear yourself.
But Allie, when you sing the national anthem at the Galaxy game, you know,
the year they won.
Video went viral because a kid watched you sing the national anthem and started crying. And not crying because it was so bad, but crying because he felt so emotional about what was happening.
I know.
And you did a great job. We were hoping we could have come on the air and made fun of you, but you unfortunately did not go viral for bad reasons. You went viral for good reasons, which is the worst thing that could have happened to this show.
Yeah, but then they sent me the original feed, and I did not sound as good as I thought.
Oh, where's that? Why can't we listen?
I'm not going to show it to you.
Why not?
Because it sounds bad.
How can we get it?
I'm not going to. I've destroyed it.
I remember when they brought Allie out on the on the field to sing that song?
It looks like there is a red card on the field. No, wait, that's just a rashy red face, and it's going to sing for us. Please welcome this woman with herpes to Honor America.
It was such a nice announcement they made when you came out.
And I was waving.
Yeah, and Allie waved the whole time.
Back and forth.
And now to Honor America, her mom is the throat coach, and she's in my booth with me right now. Oh, yeah. Wow, that feels good. Yes, yes, yes. Here I go. Goal.
I forgot about this announcement.
These are so
funny. They brought you to the field, and this guy really...
You might know her for voicing a tampon in an unaired commercial and being featured on America's Funniest Home Videos for falling off a bicycle. Allie Johnson.
Hey, there we go.